24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can't do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked. Keep it locked.
It's never been easier to start your very own radio show on Bashani Radio. Your Bashani Radio show will give you up to an hour show per week with access to over 500,000 monthly listeners. Plus, streamed to millions more on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and TuneIn Radio. Run your own advertisements and keep 100% of the revenue. Sign up now on BashaniRadio.com and let us set everything up for you with no setup fees. BashaniRadio.com.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever it is that you are. You are listening to Unbecome Spiritual Expansion on BashaniRadio.com and worldwide on iHeartRadio. My name is Holly Noonan. I am the host of this show. And here we have conversations on consciousness, helping you unbecome everything you're not so that you can live your most congruent, authentic, empowered life. And most importantly, discover your life's true purpose. And part of being able to navigate your way down your purpose path is keeping yourself open to receiving truths that come from other people. And I feel so honored to be able to have a conversation today with a very powerful and heart-centered lady that has been so impactful in my life. And so many of my own truths I have found from her and in the messages that she brings to me. So I wanted the opportunity for, you know, all of my audience to be able to have access to that same wisdom. She's someone that has impacted my life in a family sense, you know, in the family area of my life, also the business sense, and most importantly, just the me area of my life. You know, her name is Portia Wilkins. And she is a wife, she's a mother, she is a purpose midwife and an extremely successful entrepreneur. She lives over in Houston, Texas with her husband, Jared, and her daughter, Chandler. And, you know, there are so many facets to this woman. I wanted her to give her the chance to introduce herself a little bit to you, not only so that you can know who she is, but so that you can feel and connect with who she is. Just only last week, I had a conversation with Portia on the phone, and some of her words just absolutely penetrated my soul. And I had a big veil lifted off my eyes, I guess, and I was able to see something that I was trying to see so hard before, but for whatever reason, it always felt foggy to me. And she delivers the truth in such a bold way. And personally, I mean, I have not met anyone ever that has such a strong gift of discernment than this lady. So, you know, make sure you have your heart and your mind open so that you can receive the incredible value and wisdom that I know that she will bring to today's show. Portia, I just want to double check that you are there and say thank you for taking time out of your life and, you know, the millions of people right across the world that I know want access to you. So thank you for being here. And can you hear me clearly?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, perfectly, perfectly. Like I said, there's so much I want to say about your introduction, you know, about who you are, and I don't want to do a 15-minute introduction that still wouldn't even scratch the surface. So, you know, and maybe introduce yourself to the audience. What else is there that you feel that you would love everyone to know about you and who you are, and I guess, you know, what your work is here?
Well, first of all, thank you for the incredible introduction. Got me, my eyes are sweating a little bit. that's posture for getting a little teary-eyed, for those of you who didn't know what that is, but a lot of the fellas say that when they don't want to admit that they're getting emotional, and they just say their eyes are sweaty.
I like that.
So thank you for that. And I mean, you pretty much nailed it on the head. The biggest thing that I really do pride myself on being is a purpose midwife, and I'm grateful to God, our creator, for giving me for trusting me with that ability to connect to the hearts of people and really assist them in giving birth to their life's purpose. Because, you know, we've all been created to do something. I tell people all the time, before anybody had an opinion about you, God had a purpose for you. Yeah. And so helping a midwife in the natural is there to help a woman give birth to a baby when she's pregnant. And so they're there to support, to help you push during those times when it's tough and you want to give up during the labor and delivery process. And so I do the exact same thing when it comes to fulfilling your life's work, your purpose work, the thing that you were born and created to do. And so that would be it. And being able to apply that to the business world, to ministry, to friendships, you know, just anybody that crowds paths with is a blessing. So, yeah.
Absolutely. And maybe if we can just touch a little bit on your story first, in how I know that, you know, that God gave you your vision for what you're doing now, or your Straight Talk, Woman Talk, that you started, correct me if I'm wrong, I think it was 2 or 3 years ago, during quite a testing time in your life. I know you had been through some medical procedures, you know, maybe share with us firstly, how did this work come available to you? Well, I mean, what was your labor like as you were birthing your gift?
It was painful.
right.
You know, I tell people all the time, if you don't know your purpose, just chase your pain. Because it's going to be in an area where it hurts you, because you have to go through that process in order to really almost get your stamp of approval to qualify to be able to teach and to lead in that area. And so my husband and I, we got married in March of 2014. And so first year of marriage, you're expecting it to be Hallmark cards and roses and, you know, spicy and just love and all these great things. And I found out that first year that I had fibroids. So their fibroids are a benign growth that is on the uterus.
Right.
And so I had about 8 of them that were grapefruit size.
Wow.
So yeah, it was a mix of grapefruit and some that were a little bit smaller, but it was like 8 of them. And so finding that out was devastating, because the growth, I actually thought it was a baby, because they're in your uterus. You know, and so when you get an ultrasound, you think that that's what it is, and it wasn't. So it was really devastating, because I began to ask myself, what did I do with my body or not previously? You know, what did I eat? What did I do to force it to make this happen to myself? You know, right. You immediately go and question yourself and blame yourself, but it was nothing I did and nothing I could have done differently to avoid it. My mother had them, my aunt had them. It's hereditary, especially in black women. So that was a big thing. And so I had to have surgery. I was on the operating table our first year of marriage. I had never been through that before, and neither had my husband. So okay. I didn't know exactly what I needed. He didn't know what to give me. So it was a mess. It was a mess. And it was a very tough and trying time for us in our marriage and just for us individually. Mm-hmm. So during my recovery of that, I remember sitting on the couch at home, and this was December. And I remember just praying and, you know, telling God, you know, why, what's going on, what's the purpose of all of this? And he just kept telling me, you know, my daughters are hungry. They're hungry. And there were a couple of things happening for me, whereas there was different events taking place, women's events. And I was so frustrated, because I'm like, you're just serving people milk and cookies. You're not giving them anything of substance to speak to them, you know. Give me some steak and potatoes, you know. I need something that's going to get me full and sustain me for a few hours, not something that's going to take me up and make me crash moments later, you know. And so, again, if you don't know your purpose, chase your pain. What angers you is a key indicator of what it is that you're called to do and the problem that you're called to solve. And so he was telling me that I'm that one. The reason why that angers you so much is because I've put something in you already to be the opposite of what it is that you're talking about.
Wow.
And so I was like, okay, well, what is it? And I knew it had to do with ministry, and I'd never been to any, you know, theology school. I wasn't even serving at any particular church. Nobody had, you know, quote unquote, ordained me to make me that. And so you begin to question yourself again, do I qualify?
Right.
What makes me qualify? And he was like, your life. what I've done in you, what I've done through you, what I put in you. Those are the things that qualify you. Mm. And so I remember it was January 2015. I did the first Straight Talk Woman Talk conference call. And I was so nervous. I was so afraid. I was wondering, would anybody care or listen or want to get on? And it was almost 300 people on the call, men and women.
Wow.
And I just did a teaching, you know, whatever God led me to say is what I shared. And so that was really the beginning of it. And so I would feature different women every week. And then from there, it grew into an event that took place January 2016, where we had almost 300 women show up to that. And then, just like with anything, you know, there's seasons. Everything is seasonal. You know, trees don't grow to the sky. So nothing grows forever. There's a time to sow and then there's a time to reap. And so I went through a season of rest where I wasn't doing any teaching. I wasn't doing any calls, none of that. And the whole foundation of Straight Talk Woman Talk is that it's a kingdom principle based platform that's grounded in authenticity and truth with no judgment. So women are able to come and share their real raw testimonies and truth, and there's no judgment. All there is support and straight talk to help you get past whatever it is that you're going through. People know, if you don't want truth, don't call me.
I know that.
Right? So I had the event, and then God told me to rest. And so I stopped, and it was a couple years before I done anything with it. Well, about a year before I did anything with it. And during a trip to South Africa, God told me when I was there, you got to do it again. And you got to do it in January. Well, this was October 2017 was when he told me. So January 2018 was when I had to go back. I'm like, you want me to tell my husband we got to come back to the continent 90 days later? Like, okay, well, you're going to have to be the one to tell him because I'm not. This is how I talk to the Lord. We just have, you know, real conversations because I don't do religion. I'm about relationship.
Yes.
And so I did. And it was a powerful move. The women, to this day, I'm still getting testimonies. There was miracles. There was a young lady who also had growth on her tumors and stuff. And so she messaged me afterwards. Before she came to the event, she had the ultrasound and they were there. When she left the event and went back, they were gone.
Wow. Oh, I got shivers all through my body.
Yes. So I remember when we prayed for her. I remember that. And she went to the restroom right afterwards. And so she knew then that something had shifted, something had changed. And she sent me a message and she said, "Mommy, I'm healed."
Wow.
Gone. Nothing is there. You know, so just, I mean, like, how can you not continue to walk it out when you know that kind of impact has been happening? And I don't take any credit for that whatsoever, other than the fact that I was obedient and I just had the event. Whoever showed up was supposed to show up, and God did the rest, you know. And so from there, I just continued to, you know, support those ladies and stuff. And, you know, there's really like, I can just point to so many different women all across the world. And there's women that I know that have been impacted by Straight Talk Woman Talk, and so many more that I don't know because of the way that their life has been shifted and how they are living different and how the people in their life benefit from their difference. It's really a ripple effect, you know, how we live our lives. You can't count that. You can't count, like, you know, the quote, you can count the amount of seeds in an apple, but you can't count the amount of apples that come from one seed.
Right. Yes.
That's what it's like. So, you know, I've just been doing whatever God has told me to do. And obviously I use social media to inspire and uplift people and share him through me with him.
Absolutely. And his message comes so often to me through both you and your husband. Like, you know, if I feel like I can't hear from God, if I'm trying to talk and I'm like, dude, you need to shout. I'm not hearing you, or I don't want to hear you, or whatever. I'm like, okay, I'm just going to call Jared and Portia because I just need to hear it. I just need to hear the message in the flesh sometimes. It's a little bit boom in your face when it comes from you, right?
Mm-hmm. But he knows how to get us what we need when he wants us to get it.
Absolutely. Yes. 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 So I just like it to sometimes come a little bit more gentle, but it always comes so strong. But, you know, you mentioned before that you, you know, that you were called to a season of rest. And this is something I wanted to focus on you know, I guess chatting about, because this is where you shared so much wisdom with me just last week when we had a chat, because, you know, I felt the same a little while ago. You know, I guess my soul had been through, you know, I've been through divorce and a lot of emotional challenges in that regard. And then on the other side of that, I just came out a year ago with so much clarity, so much purpose, same thing, just flow, just one thing after another, after another. I didn't have to pursue anything. It all just came and found me. And then earlier this year, I struggled to rest. I definitely felt like I was, you know, probably being called to rest, but that voice in my head that said, yeah, but you've got people counting on you now, you know, you have to do the video, you have to do this. And, you know, that kind of got to me a little bit. Like, I felt like I was working against resistance for a little while. And I think because I worked against that resistance, you know, it felt like it completely took me out, and I didn't just rest. I felt like I became stagnant. And, you know, as soon as I saw you posting messages on being stagnant, and I watched one of your videos on Facebook Live where you were talking to a group of people about being stagnant, that message just arrested my spirit. And so that's where I went, wow, I need to connect with you. And you shared so much wisdom with me on that phone call. And that's why, you know, I felt like, wow, everyone needs this, because there's so many people, particularly in the audience listening today, because, you know, it's a very conscious audience and we don't have lighthearted discussions here also. And so often people have those moments of clarity or those seasons of flow in their life. And like you said, trees don't grow through the sky. Everything, you know, has a point that it has to stop growing. But that can be so hard to embrace. And I remember you saying to me, there's a difference between resting and being stagnant, because when you're stagnant, there's no feeling of peace. When you're resting, there's peace. So maybe take us through that message. Take the audience through, you know, your message around, how do you mentally, particularly when you've been, let's say, an entrepreneur, right? And there's so much mindset around, you have to do what it takes, you have to make the sacrifice, you have to push through, and all this kind of stuff that really gets us out of our flow and makes us, if we do take that so-called rest, you feel guilty, or you've got this other conversation, you know, the enemy kind of uses that as territory to start planting seeds of guilt in your mind, or you feel like you're not living up to, you know, your responsibility or what you've been called to do, et cetera, et cetera. So I know I just said a whole lot of stuff there, but I'll let you respond.
Absolutely. Well, I like to back everything that I teach up with scripture, because you may disagree with my analogy or breakdown or something, but I believe the word of God holds true no matter who's teaching it, if you just go and read it yourself. But Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 13, it says that my people have committed two sins. And this is God talking himself. My people have committed two sins. They have forsaken me, the spring of living water. He's calling himself living water. And they have dug their own cisterns, broken cisterns. They cannot hold water. So my people have committed two sins. They've forsaken me, the spring of living water, and they have dug their own cisterns, broken cisterns. They cannot hold water. A cistern is like a vase. Okay. And so if you forsake him, that means you're not valuing him and who he is and what he's done in your life. And so what this scripture means is that he's given us an instruction. He's told you to do something and you forsaking him because you chose to do something else. Or maybe you chose to ignore it altogether. You know, we've all had those moments where we know for like, man, I knew I was supposed to do that, but I didn't. Right. For whatever reason, you know. And so when you do that, because he is living water, water quenches your thirst. Water, we can go without food, but we can't live without water.
Yes.
And that's why he calls himself that. And so the word, his word, is the water for our lives spiritually. And so when he says they have dug their own cisterns, meaning that we have created our own environment, we have created these vases. We've become these vases. And because of that, we have cracks within us. There's cracks in us. And so he's the living water. You use the water to fill up the system. But because we haven't done what he's told us to do, or we haven't stopped doing what he's told us to stop doing, or we're not following his instruction, period, what happens is he's pouring, but that living water that is him is leaking out of us, because each act of disobedience puts a crack in the cistern. And so as he's pouring, He's still him. He has not changed. He never changes. We are the ones that do stuff that get in the way. And we're made, you'll go through a season where you're like, man, I can't hear him. You know, God, I'm praying to you. You're not talking back. You know, maybe you question if he exists. Or you get mad at him, or whatever the case may be. He never stops pouring. He never stops talking, but we change. And so because of that, he's pouring, and because of those acts of disobedience, there's cracks in us. And so now what he's pouring in is leaking out. It's leaking out of us. It's not retaining. It's not, we're not being able to hold it. And so when you are in a position as a leader, as an entrepreneur, or in any environment where you have to connect and deal and lead and motivate and inspire other people, what happens is you're leaking on those people. And when you're pouring, it's different because it's from a pure place. You're whole, you're full. But when you're leaking, you're just dripping right here, dripping over there. You know, just imagine a vase with different cracks in it. Some have some areas, some cracks have slow drips of water coming out. Some have a steady stream. So it's at different places. And so sometimes, so when you are leaking out on someone, you're not pouring good wisdom, good knowledge, good information. And so whatever's on the head gets on the tail.
Yes.
My husband shares all the time, you teach what you know, but you reproduce who you are. So if you are a leaking person, you're going to reproduce leaking people.
Right.
If you're not listening, if you don't understand the season that you're in. And so to your point of being stagnant versus resting, when you're resting, you are still hearing from God. You're still receiving from him. There's relaxation, there's peace. Like when I didn't do Straight Talk Woman Talk for that year, I was resting. Yeah. I was excited to not have to do anything. I enjoyed my time. I traveled, I slept in, I got my nose done, I got my hair done. I even watched a little, I called trash TV. You know, you can't be so heavenly bound that you earthly no good people. Okay. Right. And so the people y'all minister to and connect with, they watching it. So I need to know what's going on. And I you know, keep up with the time. Sometimes I need a break from being so deep. I got to come up for air.
Yeah.
And so I just lived and I was resting. And then people were calling me, Holly, asking me to come and speak and, you know, all of that. I'm like, I'm in a season of rest.
Wow.
And they were so shocked that I would say that, because, you know, everybody wants a chance to say something. Everybody wants a microphone, right?
Right. And how do you know when opportunities come at you? You know, when something like that comes at you and you didn't seek the opportunity, but it comes to you, like, what is it in you? How do you discern the difference between knowing that maybe that's something that you need to, that maybe you're being tested on because you're supposed to continue resting, or that you, it's an opportunity that you are being called to and it is time to come out of the rest now? How did you know, what is it that you could explain to the audience that, that they could look for in themselves to know, okay, you're in a season of rest and something crosses your path. How do you know if you take that because it's time to start coming out of rest, or whether you don't?
Well, that's what discernment kicks in, because everything that comes your way isn't from him.
Yes.
So there's distractions. The enemy doesn't want you to be able, he don't want you to rest. He don't want you rested. He wants you a broken system.
Right. He wants you exhausted.
Yes. He wants you tired. He wants you exhausted. He wants you leaking on people. Mm. You know? So once I know for a fact that God has said, he communicates very clearly to me, and I pray for that specifically. Lord, please communicate to me in a way where I can't mess up what you're telling me. You know how to get through to me. I'm a very strong-minded individual, so get my attention however you need me. And so I always pray for discernment in everything. And it's a feeling. It really is. It's a feeling. It's a flow. You know there's peace around it. If I have to sit here and be like, I'm not sure, maybe, then I'm out of alignment somewhere.
Yeah.
You know,
yep.
So he was clear, rest. And I didn't even feel like doing it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, when they were asking, hey, I want you to, I'm like, no, I don't feel like it. No, I'll come and support you, but I'm sitting in the audience.
Right.
Because I haven't been released from this season. Okay. So I know anything, if you give me the microphone and I begin to speak to these people and teach, I'm not pouring, I'm leaking.
I get that. I personally, you know, that's one thing I did. I did not feel congruent. I did not feel right to continue doing my Facebook lives that I would do twice a week every week. So, and I feel the same. Like I cannot work through that feeling that I have to push a message and I'm not even excited to get on the screen, if that makes sense. But, you know, definitely what, you know, a lesson of growth that I went through is, for me, the resting became some stagnation. Initially, absolutely, I could totally with all of my heart say I was resting when I took that step back a little bit and, you know, took myself out of certain environments. However, for me personally, obviously the enemy knows all of our weaknesses, right? And so for me personally, the enemy came along and used the whole resting thing as a way to basically plant seeds of procrastination in me, you know, that resting became stagnation for me. You know, I literally stopped doing God's work for a while. And then I, like you said, I completely, you know, started feeling empty. And no matter what I could do, I couldn't fill myself back up because my system was so broken. Everything you spoke to me was just everything I needed to hear. I totally got it. So what would you say about that? How did you stop? What is it you do during your season of resting to make sure that the resting doesn't become stagnation?
That's where prayer and fasting and being in communication with God comes into play.
Right.
It's a spirit-led thing. It's alignment. You know when you're in your flow and you know when you're not.
Yes.
And so if you don't move when he tells you to move, you will become stagnant.
Yeah.
And so again, you have to, here's the deal. There's a difference between being buried and being planted. Okay. When you plant something, there's expectation for life.
Yes.
When you bury it, it's dead. Nobody goes, they don't call a funeral a planting.
Right. It's a burial.
It's a burial that we buried them.
Yeah.
And so because there's no expectation for life.
Right. But the seed still in both areas, you know, it's still surrounded by darkness, right? Whether you're being planted or buried, it's like going into a season of darkness, if you like.
Absolutely. So when you plant a seed, like an apple seed, there's an expectation for life. So it goes in the dark. It dies to what it is. There's a short season of death and nothingness going on, but you cultivate it. You're watering it and you're growing. So it goes back to the scripture, the spring of living water.
Okay.
You're constantly in communication with him. You're reading, you're studying, you're listening, you're connecting, you're talking to the right people, getting that living water, just refilling your tank, literally refilling your tank with water, refilling your system with water, repairing those cracks. So that when you are full, you know when you're full. You know it. And so everything has a season. Everything, what grows, there are certain plants that grow in the U.S. that don't grow in Australia.
Yes. Yes.
And vice versa because of the environment. And so if I know for a fact how I operate and what makes me tick and what makes me excited to work and to grow and to stretch, and I know what doesn't, then I need to make sure that I'm putting myself in those healthy environments because it's part of my cultivation process for that, for me being that seed in this new season.
I was just going to say, that's the key, that while you're going through resting, you still have to be aware of what environments you're putting yourself in.
Oh, absolutely. Because isolation is the enemy's playground. If he can isolate you, he can destroy you. If he can keep you away from people that are positive and progressive, then he can destroy you because the enemy can't make you do anything. The only thing he can do is make a suggestion, a thought, a memory, a feeling.
Okay.
And so he takes those one little thought and now you're festering on that thought because you're isolated. You don't have anything to counterbalance that.
Yes.
You don't have any living water, any word coming around you from people or things. To remind you, no, you're getting a refill right now. You're resting to get refueled.
Right. That is so good. And you know, it reminds me of a conversation I had with your husband actually. And it was actually on a radio show that he did with me a few weeks ago. And you know, one of the deepest messages that ever touched my soul that came from him was, you know, he talks about the fruit is never for the tree. And something that I realized and that he and I chatted about was that even when the tree produces fruit, the thing is, you know, quite often when a tree produces its first season of fruit, there's oranges hanging from the tree, but they're still not ready to be eaten. They're still quite bitter. Sometimes the tree needs two or three seasons of producing fruit before mm-hmm. that fruit becomes abundant and edible. And so it's mm-hmm. one thing to go, yeah, I've done some good things in my life and I've produced fruit. But it's not just about producing fruit. It's about being able to produce fruit that feeds people, if that makes sense.
That's right.
Yeah. Even if you are producing fruit, you still have to go through the seasons because your fruit may not be edible or there may not be enough.
Absolutely. You don't want to eat a green peach.
Yeah.
You know? So the key is that when you rest, a lot of people look at that as a negative thing. You're not resting from your past season. You're resting for the next.
Oh, I like that. Wow, that got me. That's good. You're not resting from.
If you have that in mind, you're not running away from what happened. You're not resting from all that happened and what was going on and what you was doing. No, I'm resting for my next season. So you're already going into your rest thinking of what's next. You're sitting in it every single day thinking of what's next. And so that is what helps you continue to get that cultivation. That's what helps you get that water and repair the cracks in your systems. Because when you're in an environment where you're constantly pouring and giving and serving and working with people, if you're dealing with people at all, you're going to have some cracks because people are going to crack you up, right? They're going to say things, they're going to lie, they're going to hurt, they're going to manipulate, they're going to, you know, stab you in the back. They're going to do all those things to you. So you're going to naturally have cracks. So you got to go through that repairing season to get ready for the next one. So that's the difference between being buried and being planted. When you're buried, what happened in the past kills you. But when you're planted, you're expecting new life. So you're resting to look forward to what's next.
Right. And that's what puts the power in the pause.
Yes. Mm. Yes. That's so good. Because there is a lot of power in the pause.
Yeah.
That's why when you hear speakers, whether you know pastors or motivational speakers, whatever, they have this thing called the pregnant pause.
Right.
It's where someone will say something, and it's so powerful, it's so poignant, it's so strong that they pause, and it's almost like a 3-second delay before you get what they said.
Right. Yes.
And when you get it, you're like, oh my goodness. You know, it's like this huge reaction. Like, you just slayed me right there. Because when you do it, yeah, people lean in. When somebody's in their flow and then they pause, you lean in to catch that because you don't want to miss anything. You want to they want to get your full attention before they give you that last little bit of the sentence. And so that's what you're doing. You're in that pause, that pregnant pause where you're just waiting for that last little bit to get from God when he says, now go do this.
Right. Okay. So let me move it to the next point. So now people are sitting there going, you know, I just remember the comfort I felt when you and I spoke and I'm like, oh, it is okay for me to be in a pause. You know, it was like, because I could see 100% the enemy trying to, you know, like you said, you know, plant these little thoughts in my mind that I would then manifest on to tell me I'm lazy or I'm procrastinating or I'm not doing anything. And, you know, until I heard those voices, I didn't feel like I wasn't doing anything. I just wasn't doing what I had been doing, if that makes sense. Absolutely. So someone sitting there now going, okay, I feel at peace with the fact that I'm in a pause or that I need to take a pause. I need to take a rest. And tell us now, what signs do we look for when it is time to come out, when God is calling us back to our work or back to the next project? Or, you know, is there any particular sign? Is there an experience you've been through? Is it a feeling that you'd like to, you know, I guess tell people to be aware of or to look out for? How do we know when it is time to make a move again? Oh, sorry,
can you hear me, Holly?
Oh, I got you. I got you. You're back. That's all right. Okay, you dropped out for a second, but go ahead. That's fine.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So absolutely. You just, my husband and I call it a float. There's no other way to describe it. I know for a lot of people, like, this so deep. No, it's really like, that's what it is. Like, we begin, we get excited. Like, look for the, you know what? Don't even, you don't have to be deep. Just look for the general basic things like you would if you were a kid. Does it make you happy? Do you feel excited? Do you have energy? You know, like, just do you feel like it?
Right.
That's the biggest difference, because when you are in a season of rest, you know, you're like, I could, but I'm not. When you're stagnant, you don't want to do anything. Stagnation is like isolation. You're not progressive. You're not thinking positive. It's a negative thing. It's a negative energy. So that's how you know the difference. If you're stagnant, it's negative. If you're resting, it's positive, because you're resting for the next season. You're expecting life. And so
go ahead.
When it's time to come out of that, you're going to know, because those creative juices are going to be flowing. Your mind is going to start moving again. You're going to start reflecting on, you're going to get the lessons from the past.
Yes.
You know, because you, life is lived forward, but understood in reverse.
Yes.
So while you're resting, you're reflecting, you're thinking about everything that happened up until that rest point.
Right.
And so now you begin to put the pieces together. That's why I went through that. Okay. I get it now. I understand. Maybe you've repaired some relationships. You know, you've gotten over the feelings and the emotions, and now you can have a conversation, and there's forgiveness there. You know,
yes, and forgiveness for yourself too, right? It's like you feel, this happened to me instantly after my call with you last week. I felt like, it's like the healing gets so deep that you want to share. Before you're ready, it's like you feel too vulnerable, if that makes sense. It's like you're not closed up about it all, but it's like it's still, you know, the edges are still quite painful, or maybe the wound is still, you know, healing. But once you're ready to move again, you get this healing, and it's like you feel like you want to share. You feel like you want to be so open and transparent. And like you said, you can see the lessons, and you want to share it, whether it's on a stage or a platform, or whether it's just in conversation with a friend.
Absolutely. That's the difference. You have a desire. The desire is there now. You feel like, man, I'm back. You know, I got my swag back. I got my, you know, I'm back in my flow. Like, I feel like getting back to work.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it's really a feeling. Like my husband, when we talk about it, there's no other way to describe it other than saying it's a feeling.
Yes.
And you know the feeling when it's there, because you felt it before, number one, but also it fuels you. When
yes.
it's God, when it's God, it flows. When it's man, it's forced.
Mm-hmm.
So if everything is flowing, yeah, like, okay, here we go. But if you got to force it, nope, let me wait. Let me go back. Let me rest another day. Let's see if this changes.
And your message is, don't force it. Because if you force something that isn't flowing, then you're just going to put another crack in the cistern, right? You're not being obedient.
Yep. It may even, if you force it too much, you'll shatter the whole cistern. You become broken pieces. You won't even be able to hold anything. Now, that is a dangerous place.
Yes. Yep. I got that. So, and I just want to, you kind of touched on it before, but I just want to make it really, really clear for the listeners. So that's how, I guess, you know, you've just covered how the signs you look for and the feelings that you know that you'll be familiar with to come out of resting. What if the person sitting there right now listening going, do you know what? I'm not resting. I know now I'm in stagnation. How do we break stagnation?
You break stagnation, number one, obviously knowing that that's what it is, okay? and reflecting,
okay,
how did I get to this point? What were the things I did, and who were the people involved? Because there may have been somebody else, an outside force in the natural, that played a role in that. There could have been some sabotaging going on that you didn't catch, you know? There's a lot of different pieces to that. So getting that clarity and being truthful with yourself, and if you have to get a second opinion, get someone else there to share, you know, a coach or something to help you see beyond it, you know, to help you put those pieces together, then that's necessary as well.
Right.
But once you identify where that crack start, where does the stagnation crack start? What was going on before I got to this point? Who showed up, or what decision did I make?
Yes.
And once you identify it, then you can begin the repairing process.
Okay. Because I love that.
Now it's just a matter of working backwards.
Okay. And you know, you segued that so perfectly, because here's the next thing I was going to talk about. That you, when I was chatting with you and your husband, you said, I think he said, that all the seasons in your life are always connected to people, places, and projects. And so when, you know, when it's time to change seasons, when this season is coming to an end and you are ready to enter your next season, there is going to be, have to be a change in either the people, the places, or the projects that you are connected to. That you cannot change seasons without changing the people, the place, or the projects. Maybe touch on that a bit deeper.
Absolutely. When God wants to bless your life, he brings in someone new. When he wants to protect you, he removes someone old. That's a person.
Yes.
There's the law of place. Nothing happens until you go to a certain place.
Mm. Wow.
Good or bad.
Yeah.
There's a law there, because there's protocol in every place. There's something that happens in every place. And then projects, obviously, whether it's business or anything that you're working on, you're being productive, you're doing purpose work, you're moving, you're being progressive. There's something there that plays a role in you getting out of that season or getting to your next season. Joseph in the Bible went through multiple seasons. He went from the pit to the prison into the palace.
Yeah.
And each season was connected to a person.
That's so true.
You go to a different place by the people, period. Like you can't move forward without people. Like anybody who's just sitting at home all day, not going anywhere, not doing anything, and not talking to people, you're not productive.
Right.
You will accomplish nothing in life. Even if you write a book, who's going to read it?
Right. That's me laugh. There's so many people writing books these days.
But see, like, who's on
right
it? Yep. People.
That's good. That's so, but essentially
you have people. So people, places, and projects definitely have the right places to go and the right projects to get involved with.
Right. Okay, so if I'm sitting there now, because, you know, the hard part about stagnation, and I can say this because I've just recently been there. Thank goodness I wasn't there for too long. I rested a while. I wasn't in stagnation for too long, and I recognized it fast and reached straight out to the people I know pull me out of that all the time or anytime. But when you're sitting there, when you're in stagnation, it's like you are disconnected from spirit to a degree, all right? Or maybe even completely. You know, you're not hearing from God, or you're not connected, it's like you're in the flesh a whole lot more. And so, you know, if you're in the flesh and you don't have the ability to even know what your feelings are, because it all feels confusing and you don't know which one's God and which one's the enemy and which one's the test and which one's, you know, the calling and all those things, then maybe look at within the flesh, look at who or where or what can you remove yourself from? And like you said, who came into your life? If you trace your stagnation period back, who was it that came, or what was it you started doing? It's connected there somewhere. So you've got to identify the person, the place, or the project that you've got to remove yourself from. If you can't feel or hear God, or you can't feel what you're feeling because you're all full of confusion or whatever, of course, yes, fasting and prayer and things like that, but at least just look at the people, the places, and the projects.
Absolutely. Confusion is of the enemy. It's not from God.
Right.
So that's how you know right there if something's out of alignment, if you're confused, because he's clear.
Yes. Right. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you made me laugh. Yeah, he's clear. You're like, oh, I love it.
let's not get this confused.
right
now, you come out of, let's say this, okay, you come out of, let's say, stagnation. What would you say is the to expect the next season is? Is it a season of preparation? Is it a season of separation? You know, you don't really come out, or typically, correct me if I'm wrong, in all of your experience and the people that you've worked with, you don't really come out of rest or stagnation and boom, go, you know, you don't come out of winter and go straight back into summer. There's spring, right, first. You've got to go back through a seed season before you get to harvest. So, you know, for those who are ready now to come out of this season of resting or stagnation or whatever it is that they've been in, what, you know, maybe what's the next expectation? What should we expect for life to look like next? Or, you know, what season do we typically enter before we get back into complete flow?
The next season you enter into is all contingent upon how you handled the last one. You will either be rewarded or punished.
I love that. Okay. All right.
If you, let's say your last season was full of mess and drama, and you did some, your character was just messed up. You did some things that are out of character. You said some things. Maybe you did business dirty. Okay. Yep. In your last season, you had some success from it, but it was still dirty. Okay.
Right.
That could be that trigger that led you to stagnation, where God was sitting you down, like, you need to have sleep so you can get back in alignment with me. Mm-hmm. So now you coming back out of it, you are, after you reflect on everything that happened and why it happened, you have to have a plan to make sure that that doesn't happen again. What are you going to do differently?
Okay.
Maybe you can pick that business back up. But now you're picking it up from a different place.
Okay.
So maybe you achieved great success by being manipulative. Well, now this time around, you want to get success, but you want to get it the right way.
Yeah.
So what's your plan for that? It may take you a little longer because you got to disconnect with some folks or reconnect with some new people or whatever the case may be. I believe that unless God has clearly told you to do something different, then just pick up the projects you had before, but from a different place. Like for me, I had Straight Talk Woman Talk. I had my ministry. He told me to rest, so I did. And then he said, pick it back up. And because you did it before, you already know what to do this time. But this time around, when he had me do it, he took me to a different place spiritually. Now, I've always known that I had a prophetic gift, meaning that I hear, whenever somebody prophesies, basically that's God speaking directly through them to whoever's listening. Mm-hmm. The prophets are the mouthpiece of God. And yeah. So God will give me word of knowledge, and he will speak to me in my dreams and things like that. And so when I had the first Straight Talk Women Talk intensive in Houston, there were other women around me who were flowing prophetically during the event. I was kind of just orchestrating it. But okay. This time when I went to South Africa, I personally was there were people lined up that I was personally prophesying to.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
God was using me to say things to them that I didn't understand because I'm not them, you know, but he's using me to share things with them that I don't understand. But when I say it, they do.
Got it. Yeah.
It was confirmation of something, you know, because they were coming up to me afterwards saying, like, for example, I'll give somebody a number, like 1,000. God is telling me 1,000. I don't know why, but this is the number he's telling me to give you. Afterwards, she comes up to me and she was like, I'm so glad you said that, because I've been praying, I've been fasting on this, and you know, there's 1,000 houses involved, and that, like, there was so much relevance to that number for her,
right?
And yeah. I was just like, wow, that's awesome, because obviously I didn't know anything about it. I just met her. She lives in a whole nother continent, mm-hmm. you know. And so that was the reward that I feel for honoring the risk.
I love it. Wow.
Because he elevated me. He took me to another level, which brought me closer to him. So now I hear him even more.
Okay. I see that. Yes.
It increased my confidence in what I do. So now I can speak louder and bolder. Because you can't tell me what I didn't experience.
That's true. That's so true. We exactly. Our belief systems come from what we experience, not just from what we hear, right?
Exactly. So now I just operate from a different place. So maybe, so that's an example of me. I picked up the exact same project, but I was in a different place.
Yes.
Yep. So I executed it differently. And just based on the prophecies that had gone forth for me specifically, I believe that when God calls me to do it again, each time is going to be me going to another level, getting closer to Him.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel that, Portia. I don't just hear what you say. I feel that. And, you know, that's like the, it's like in your last season, you produce fruit, but your next season's same fruit is just so much sweeter, or it's so much more abundant, or it's got so much more nourishment for those who feed from your tree. So the fruit mm-hmm. doesn't have to change, you know, in between your rest periods, you know, or like you say, the projects and what you do. It's just that when you come back, you know, like you say, you do it from a different space, and the impact is so much deeper, so much larger.
Yeah, your fruit is riper.
Right.
You know, because the apple trees don't stop producing apples. Mm. They continue to produce them. But here's another way to look at it. The sharecropper, the farmer,
yes,
who's overseeing it, that person grows too.
Yes.
With each season.
Yes.
If this is your first time planting crops, then you got a lot to learn. But it's not until the harvest comes and you have to replant that you remember from what you did the last time.
Yes. Yes.
So you're not starting over. You're just beginning again.
Right. I love that. So resting doesn't mean you're being redirected. You know, I love it. Oh my gosh. it's good. Now listen, we, you know, I would love to talk to you for another 3 hours, but we kind of have to start wrapping it up. And I know that, you know, something that has continued to not just fill, you know, my system, but overflow me is being plugged into, you know, you and your husband with your, what used to be your motivational moment in the morning. And, mm-hmm. You know, this is perfect timing that, you know, God wanted me to connect with you to do this radio show, because I know that you guys are about to start that again. And, you know, I've been telling anyone that I connect with, you know, that if you want to get yourself filled up, you know, make sure you connect. So maybe can you share with us, that's another, I guess, project that you're coming back to, that, you know, you yourself, you guys rested from that project, as well as your Straight Talk Woman Talk, and now you're coming back. And again, you're doing it in a bigger, better way. You know, we're going to be able to see you as well as hear you, and, you know, and share the messages deeper. So if you can share that with the audience, there's no way that I'm letting you get off this line without everyone knowing how they can plug into, you know, daily access to your wisdom. You know, maybe in that, it also highlights what you're sharing with us today is the message that, you know, you also rested and now you're coming back with more abundant and riper fruit.
Absolutely. So we're coming back out with Motivational Moment in the Morning. Season 2 is what we're calling it. Season 1 was so much fun. We were going through transition during that time and, you know, just really wanting to have an opportunity to get out what's in us, you know, and just sow our gifts and our talents into the people. And so it was just 20 minutes a day and people were jumping on and we were getting so much feedback from folks. Even after we stopped it for the last, it's been 3 years and folks are, 2 years since we last did it. And people have still, and we'll see people at the grocery store, at the gas station. Hey, will you bring your Motivational Moments in the Morning, man? So, I was like, oh, okay, you really enjoyed that. Great. And so now, again, everything is about flow and it's about feeling. My husband and I both, we just knew it was time. We just felt it. And so the response is confirmation that it is. And so it'll be Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. our time, which is 9:30 p.m. Adelaide time. And so, yeah, 9:30 p.m. I think like the next day.
Yep.
I don't know how you have yes. to let them know what it is. But, and so it's 20 minutes and we're going to stream live on our Facebook page and in our Facebook group. So the Facebook page is When Dreams Collide. Everything is When Dreams Collide. So find When Dreams Collide on Facebook. Like the page so you get the notification. Now, when you join the group, which is also called When Dreams Collide, we're going to have continued conversations there. And so it's a community of people, we call them VIPs, Vision Impact Partners, whereas our focus for When Dreams Collide is going to be on kingdom, business, relationships, and purpose.
Right.
That's what we're going to be talking about. That's what we're going to be teaching on. And so every topic every day is going to be different. Sometimes God gives us a topic the night before. Sometimes it's the morning of. And nothing is scripted. We just flow. And I believe that's the best, because it's like you decrease as the Holy Spirit increases. And so now people are hearing from him versus just you. And so the website is also called whendreamscollide.com. And so you can go there, you can subscribe as well, and just get connected. This is a great season of sowing that my husband and I are in, and we're looking forward to pouring into everybody, because we repaired the cracks. We restored, we lived, we experienced. And so the last 2 years have been filled with so many encounters that we cannot wait to share with everybody on this platform of motivational moments in the morning or in the evening and night, wherever you are living, what we have experienced and the lessons that we've learned from that. And so it's going to be an incredible time. So definitely join us there. When Dreams Collide, Facebook, and WhenDreamsCollide.com, as well as Instagram too.
Yes, absolutely. I cannot wait to be filled up with what you guys have been filled with yourselves. So thank you, like I say, for everything, you know. Thank you, you know, outside of, you know, your time, Portia, I want to say thank you to you for committing so strongly to your journey and to your relationship with God, so that, you know, everything that you have had to go through and grow through, you know, with your health, or, you know, whatever other personal challenges you've had along the way that have been part of what has, you know, healed you and given you the message you have today. Thank you for, you know, being so committed to your life and to your processes, because if it wasn't for you being that committed, we wouldn't be able to be filled with the wisdom that you are, you know, that you really offer. It's so deep and it touches me every time. And I know there's, you know, this radio show will reach millions of people, and you know, thank you for everything you've been through to be able to pour on us like you do.
Absolutely. It's an honor to serve. And thank you, Holly, for just being you. We love you so much. You are my sister from another mister, and you can never get rid of me.
No. No. No, I just got to put my boxing gloves on when I come out to play with you. That's all.
That's it.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you so much. And, you know, for those of you who are listening, please, you know, be a blessing to yourself. This is one of the first things you can do. If you're in a season of resting, or if you realize you've been stagnant, you just heard, you know, over and over again, that the first thing one of the things that you need to do is put yourself in the right environment. What are you doing to participate in your own rescue? You know, who are you connected to? Yes, you need to remove someone from you. God removes people from your life when he wants to protect you, but also, as you heard Portia say, he brings people into your life when he wants to bless you. And this incredible woman has just been brought into your life so that you can be blessed. So be a blessing to yourself. Take that blessing further. Make sure you don't just hear, you know, those Facebook groups and that information, but go and connect with it, go and make the effort. And, you know, this kind of life, it takes courage. It takes courage to be able to own what you're going through. It takes courage, you know, to be able to reach out sometimes and even connect with the person that, you know, may have the message for you, but it puts you in such a vulnerable place. So don't leave here today the same person you were when you got here. As you depart from here today, please, if nothing else, depart from here with courage. The courage to believe in a better way. The courage to voice what you've got to say. The courage to thrive when times are tough. And above all else, the courage to know you are good enough. Goodbye, everyone. And thank you again, Portia.
Thank you.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.